The following is a special preview of an interview I did with Walter Hooper. I'm William O'Flaherty, and thank you for listening to this special advance peek on All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. What you are about to hear comes from my meeting with Walter Hooper when I spoke with him in his home in Oxford on July 20th, 2016. The complete recording is nearly an hour, and I plan to release the entire conversation within a week. So check the show notes to see if it has already happened. Do you have any all-time favorite essays by Lewis, or alternatively, what essays just come to the top of your mind that you think readers shouldn't overlook?
Well, I think one that I wouldn't want them to overlook is The Poison of Subjectivism. I believe with Pope Benedict that relativism is one of the great sicknesses of this time that we are in. And it's interesting to me that when Lewis was planning his broadcast talks for the BBC, he was originally asked only to give one series, and then the other series followed. But that one series is about natural law, which is, I know, is a Catholic concept, but he calls it the great moral law, which is the same thing. And it's interesting that he himself knew, I think he was prophetic, in that he guessed that this was going to be a huge problem today, where you find one person saying, but you have your morality, I have mine. That's right for you, but it's wrong for me, and so on. Well, you can't really have anything like a stable society. You can't even have a democracy if, in fact, different people have a different idea of what progress means. But, of course, his great work on that is The Abolition of Man. And when Joseph Ratzinger, as he was then, later became Pope Benedict, when he was in Cambridge in 1988, I wish he had been in Oxford instead of Cambridge, but anyway, at least I could read what he said in his talk. And there, in Cambridge, where he knew Lewis had been a teacher, he talked about The Abolition of Man, Lewis's work. And I think it's very interesting that he has been thinking along the same lines as Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict is a good deal younger than he is, but not all that much. But they had still solved the same problems ahead.
I guess in 1998 or around the centennial in the U.S., I think it was the Companion and Guide, which you made reference to, and then A Complete Guide to His Works, I think, is either not a revised edition, but maybe the U.K. or they republished it.
They just reprinted it with a different
title. Okay. But that's a huge volume, which I encourage people to get if they don't have. But I'm sure there's many things you could talk about regarding that. But in terms of you shared part of that story. It was a several-year project, obviously. But in terms of note about for those who haven't seen it, it's you cover all of his books, but you also include many other aspects, the who's who, what. Share about what it is, and then if anything in terms of that experience.
Well, I remember, as I said, what I wanted to do is to clear up the myths that were building up around C.S. Lewis. And one of the myths had to do with the Socratic Club and the debate between C.S. Lewis and Miss Anscombe, Elizabeth Anscombe, who was a very important philosopher at Cambridge and Oxford. Anyway, what I did in that was to explain what she believed, what her theories were, at mainly causality, and to explode that notion that they had a battle, you know, and she won. And it's as though, if she herself, I met her a number of times, and she said, no, it really was wrong of them to do that. They portrayed Lewis as the Christian and me as the, you know, just the feminist who could kick a Christian around. But she said, doesn't it occur to them that having seven children, I might be a Catholic? And she was a very, very devout Catholic. But she was very interested in clearing things up about what actually happened. And she said the reason they don't pay any attention to what actually happened is because they don't understand it. That what she said, what my theory is, and what we were talking about, is causality. This is what I mainly write about and give lectures on, is causality. But they were only interested in the personal aspects of it. You know, they liked a debate between C.S. Lewis, and they wanted a woman to kick him out, you know, kick him around the room. And she said, I'm so sorry about that. She said, because it was a very interesting talk, but they don't really understand that. They prefer to talk about personalities rather than ideas.
Why would you say it's important for Christians to read a book like Miracles? For those who say, oh, I glanced at it, it seemed too difficult to read, why should they push through to read Miracles?
You should push through because many people, as Lewis says, begin by not believing in miracles. And if you don't believe in miracles, nothing is likely to convince you. But Jesus believed in miracles. He performed miracles. You know, I don't see how any Christian can be a competent, reasoning Christian unless he does. And but Lewis explains things so well. It's a wonderful book. I think, you know, if people hadn't read it, they would find, well, I would give almost £1,000,000,000 if I just had a book like that to just fall on my lap, you know, and I hadn't read a book by Lewis.
I'm William O'Flaherty, and you're listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I hope you enjoy this preview of a nearly hour-long interview with Walter Hooper that will be posted soon. Check the show notes to see if by the time you found this excerpt, the complete conversation is available. You can find those show notes either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast is most easily found. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. The other location, EssentialCSLewis.com, provides links back to where the audio files are located and also has other features that you might be interested in. Finally, in case you didn't know, I've written a book to help a person enjoy the Screwtape Letters. That book is called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters. It's available online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can learn more about it by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com.